Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. I'm going to give everybody a few more seconds to come on in to noonday prayer. It is time to give God all the honor and the glory. To God be the glory that we are alive, saints. We are alive and we are able to praise God. We are able to give God the glory. We are able to give God the honor. You know, somebody didn't wake up this morning. Somebody wasn't able to give God the glory this morning. But we are able to do all that and more. So I'm going to give everybody a few more seconds to come on in. To God be the glory. Amen, amen. Today is Wednesday. This is our noonday prayer. So let's be mindful that, you know, prayer is something that you should enjoy doing. Prayer is something that you should want to do. Prayer is something that you should offer God every day, not just on Wednesday, but every day. So you should just give God the honor and the glory to go ahead and praise his holy name. Amen, amen. So I'm going to give everybody a few more seconds to come on in. God bless.
I pray. Despite the pain you feel, he will come through. Now I'm praying for you. Yeah. Yeah. Said I'm praying for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold your head up, my brother. Oh, sometimes it may be hard to do. Yeah. You just be encouraged. I've been in that position too. You've been feeling so lonely. Sometimes you don't know where to go, what to do, where to turn. But if you're listening and you're on the way out, here is something you just ought to know. Nobody prayed for you. When I pray, things will change. Just know that I'm praying for you. When I pray, God changed. So now, ask all you can for him. Lord, we free your mind. Fight the pain you feel, he will come through. I just came to tell you, I'm praying for you. Tell us this, say, I'm praying. I'm praying for you. This is a prophetic song. God told me to tell you that things are gonna get better. So, hold your head up. Things are gonna get better. All you got to do is hold your head up. Somebody say it tonight. Things are gonna get better. I see you, baby. That's it. Go on and worship. Right. Hold your head up. Somebody say it. Things are gonna get better. So what you gonna do? Hold your head up. Say it. Things are gonna get better. No, hold your head. I know you heard it. Things are gonna get better. Hold your head. Man, for my camera, things are gonna get better. Say better. Say better. Things are gonna get better. Things are gonna, things are gonna get better. Things are gonna get better. Hold your head up now. So here's what I want you to do. Ask all you can from here. Lord, I'm free of mine. Despite the pain you feel, he will come through. God told me to tell you tonight, I'm praying for you. It's already better. It's already better. I guess y'all too tired for this, but it's already better. Talking to somebody that's been struggling all year. God said, it's already better. Can I get you to sound the alarm and give somebody holler? Better. Better. Hold your head up. It's already better.
Already better. Hold your head up. I don't care how it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. Just know it's already better. God has already made a way for you to get out of whatever you're going through, regardless of what it looked like, regardless of what it feels like. Sometimes we get, oh, well, God didn't answer my prayer, and this is happening, and I need this to happen, and I need God to do. God already knows what you need, saints, before you even ask for it. And I love the song because he said, hold your head up. He says, it's already better. Hold your head up. No need for you to be walking around like you lost your best friend. Nobody wants to play with you in the sandbox. Hold your head up because it's already better. It's already said. God has the last say-so. God has the very last say-so. And you know, if God has the very last say-so, saying, that means it's already better. Because why? God said he will not give his children stones and tell them it's bread. It's already better. He's going to always give you something that you are thinking that you may want just a nickel here. But God will turn around and give you a dollar because it's already better. God's going to give you the great things of life. Let us get ready to prepare our hearts for prayer right now. Dear Heavenly Father, dear gracious Lord, Lord, we come to you right now with our hearts clear and our minds focused on you, Father God. Father God, we come to you right now asking you, Lord, if there is anything in us that's unclean or not pleasing to your sight right now, Father God, that you cleanse us right now, Father. That you give us the Holy Spirit to unction and tell us, hey, don't do this and don't do that. That we be mindful and be obedient to the Holy Spirit, Father God. Father God, may we be able to walk in your wisdom, your knowledge and understanding right now, Father God. But Father God, we come to you right now in noonday prayer, praying for people of the world right now, of the nations right now, Father God. And as we begin to pray for the nations, Father God, we ask that you go over to Russia right now, Father God. We ask that you mend the hurts and pains and cease the war right now, Father God. But we know in the last day you did say that there will be rumors of war right now, Father God. So we know this is your plan right now, Father God, so that everything is set in stone so that your son can come back and redeem us right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that if this is your last days, that we shall have wars, Father God, that you protect the people of Ukraine right now, Father God. Father God, protect all of the children and the women and the men right now, Father God. Father God, keep the families bind together right now, Father God. Let them have no harm seen or unseen come near their dwellings right now, Father God. Father God, make a way out of no way for Ukraine to have peace once again right now, Father God. Make a way for them to have peace in their life right now, Father God. Let them have stability where they can become together as family and united as one love right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you touch the Russia president's heart right now, Father God. Father God, give him an insight to let him know that war is not so for the problem right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you look down on our nation right now, Father God, the United States, Father. But Father God, we have so many homeless and people on the streets right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you provide a shelter for them right now, Father God. Give them a way that they can put a roof over their head and food in their mouth and warm clothes on their back right now, Father God. Father God, look on our inflation, on our food and gas prices right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you bless everyone that needs to be blessed with money so that they can provide for food for their family right now, Father God. Let every father in the United States be able to have enough money to keep a shelter over their families' heads right now, Father God. Let every father that is looking to continue on working, let him have a stable job and stability right now, Father God. Father God, let every father be able to put food on the table and clothes on his family's back right now, Father God. Let him have enough money for transportation to go to and from the house, back and forth to work, doctor's office, and whatever visits that needs to be made, Father God. Father God, touch our government, our presidents, and our vice president's heart right now, Father God. Let them know that the American people are suffering right now, Father God. Father God, not only let them know that we're suffering, but Father God, let them know that we need help, Father God, that this world cannot continue the way it's going right now, Father God. But Father God, we are looking at a point of recession, depression right now, Father God. So, Father God, whatever is by your will, Father God, if you bring us to it, we know you'll bring us through it right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you keep all of us and sustain each and every last one of your children through a recession or depression that we may be going through right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you look over our children who that's out for the summer right now, Father God. Father God, let no harm come near their dwelling, Father God. May they play together regardless of skin color or ethnic backgrounds right now, Father God. Father God, let them have a safe summer right now, Father God. Let no drownings be done from pools, lakes, or water of any kind right now, Father God. Let no gun fall in their little hands right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that they come together in unity with love right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you look down on all of the people who suffer with mental illness right now, Father God. Whether it be dementia, bipolar, schizophrenia, or whatever else mental disease they have right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you rebuke that spirit within them that's causing the mental illness right now, Father God. Father God, we ask them to give. We ask you to give them the mind that will cease from all evil thoughts and mental thoughts right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you give them the Holy Spirit to unction them, to let them know that whatever voices they're hearing, whether it be right, wrong, or indifferent right now, Father God, that you give them the Holy Spirit to guide and lead them to a safe haven right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you look down on all of the people who have lost their loved ones through mass shooting right now, Father God. We ask that you look down on Texas and New York and California where there has been mass shootings right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you heal those families from the hurt right now, Father God. Heal those parents who lost their children right now, Father God. I know they don't understand, but Father God, give them the spirit of understanding that will pass this all understanding right now, Father God. And many of these parents are asking, why my child right now, Father God? But Father God, let them know that their children are not suffering in this crazy world no more, but they are home with you right now, Father God. So Father God, we ask that you heal the pain in their heart right now, Father God. Give them some comfort right now, Father God. Let them know that you are there beside them and not let them be angry at you right now, Father God. Let them know, Father God, that you're there to cast all so that they can cast all of their cares on you, for you care for them right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our mothers who are struggling to take care of their little ones right now, Father God. Look down on our mothers who's at the head of the house right now, who's trying to support their family and a job right now, Father God. Father God, give them the wisdom and knowledge and understanding and the strength to continue on doing the things that they're doing right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our single fathers right now who's going back and forth trying to protect and take care of their homes right now, Father God. Father God, let them know that they don't have to do this alone because they're a man, but if they lean and depend on you, you will direct their footsteps right now, Father God. Father God, look down on all of our elderly folks right now, Father God. Look down on the ones that's in the senior living assistance homes right now, Father God. Father God, go by every hospital room right now for the rehab centers for our seniors right now, Father God. Let them know that you're there to hear all of their aches and pains, and if they just call on your name, they shall be healed right now, Father God. Father God, go by each and every one that's in the hospital with COVID again right now, Father God. Touch their bodies right now, Father God, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet right now, Father God. Father God, we depend and lean on you right now to get rid of this COVID disease right now, Father God, this COVID virus right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you heal the land, for we know that you are able right now, Father God. You said in your word, Father God, that we who are called by your name, if we would humble ourselves and seek your face and pray right now, Father God, that you will heal the land, Father God. You will hear us and heal the land, Father God. So, Father God, we are crying out to you right now, Father. I know we're small in number, but we're big and large in heart right now, Father God, because we trust and believe and love you right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you put some healing in the land. Sustain us as we go through these horrible times right now, Father God. Sustain us, Father God, where we will come closer to you and not draw from you right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you sustain us right now, Father God, where we will lean on your understanding and not our worldly understanding right now, Father God. Oh, my goodness, Father God, I see a young person right now who's having a problem with their heart. They have a valve in their heart that's clogged right now, Father God. And they're trying to wonder if it's indigestion or just heart pains right now, Father God. Give them the wisdom to go ahead and make an appointment to get to the hospital right now, Father God. The valve is clogged, and they've had in the past high cholesterol right now, Father God. Then the valves are clogged from their cholesterol right now, Father God. Father God, touch them right now and fix those valves in their heart right now, Father God. Let them know that their heart pain is not to death, but it is time for them to go and get it repaired right now, Father God. Father God, I see an individual with back pain right now, Father God, and they're in pain constantly every time they stand for a long period of time or sit for a long period of time right now, Father God. Father God, touch their back right now and heal them right now in the name of Jesus right now, Father God. Father God, I hear someone with meningitis and malaria right now, Father God. Father God, we know these diseases are not of you right now, Father God. So, Father God, heal this person who's suffering with malaria, Father God. Heal this person who's suffering with meningitis right now, Father God. Father God, touch their bodies and let their spines be okay right now, Father God. Father God, I see a young lady up north, somewhere around the Georgia's area, who's suffering with MS right now, Father God. Let her know that her muscle cirrhosis is going to be okay, and she will have life and have it more abundantly right now, Father God. Father God, I see an individual who has an issue with an illness that they're still trying to figure out what's causing it in Colorado right now, Father God. Father God, touch their bodies and their mind and give them the heart to stay focused on you and not on the disease right now, Father God. Let them know that the disease is their life, but they need to be obedient and eating healthy and exercising right now, Father God. Father God, let them know that if they have clean living, no alcohol and no drugs right now, Father God, that you can turn their situation around right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, anyone who's suffering with drug addiction, alcohol addiction, food addiction right now, Father God, touch their bodies and remove that addiction from them right now, Father God. For we know that you did not build us with an addictional problem right now, Father God. So, Father God, we stand on your word and call call it done, that anyone who's suffering with any type of addiction right now, Father God, that they be delivered from it in the name of Jesus right now, Father God. Let them know that you are there to support them and get them through their addiction right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, anyone who has an alcohol and drug addiction right now, Father God, let it be a foul taste to their mouth, to their nostrils, to their body right now, Father God. Let their body rebuke the drug and alcohol in the name of Jesus right now, Father God. Give them speedy delivery right now, Father God, from any drug or alcohol right now, Father God. For anybody who's going through an abusive situation right now, Father God. Father God, deliver them from all kinds of abuse, whether it be domestic abuse right now, Father God, whether it be mental or verbal right now, Father God. Give them the heart to let them know that whatever problem they're having, domestic violence right now, Father God, that you did not ordain that hand for them to be in right now, Father God. Father God, heal their hearts right now, Father God. Give them the love that they're searching for right now, Father God. Let them be able to walk out of that relationship of any type of abuse right now, Father God. But Father God, we know this is not of you, and nor would you want any of your children to be suffering with mental, physical, or physical of violence right now, Father God. Let anyone who's suffering with verbal abuse right now, Father God, let their heart be healed right now, Father God. Let them not think about what was said about them, but let them think about how you said that when you made man, you made it in your image. So man was made in a good image right now, Father God. Father God, let your word go forth throughout the lands and out the highways and byways right now, Father God. Healing all of the sick and delivering all of the mental right now, Father God. Father God, for we trust and believe and call on you right now, Father God, to come into the land right now, Father God. Father God, I know this land is a mess and everything is discombobulated right now, Father God. But Father God, we trust and stand on your word right now, Father God, knowing that you can heal, deliver, and give mercy to right now, Father God, knowing that you can heal and deliver right now, today, at this point right now, Father God. For you said in your word, nothing is impossible with you right now, Father God. You said that greater is he that's in the world than he that's, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world right now, Father God. So, Father God, because we in the world, we're not of the world right now, Father God. So, Father God, give us the anointing to touch with our hands and heal people right now, Father God. Give us the anointing that when we speak it right now with healing, when we speak it right now with love, that these things will change right now, Father God. Father God, let your saints stand forth and stand strong and not weak anymore, Father God. Let us not be watered down Christians, but let us be bold Christians for the word of God right now, Father God. Father God, let us come together, unity, church and church by church, no, regardless of the denominations, but let all churches stand together as one group of one love right now, Father God. Let us put our denominations differences aside right now, Father God. Trust and believe in that you can have these things to come to pass right now, Father God. Father God, we claim in victory over anything that's not right in our lives right now, Father God. We claim victory that we will have deliverance and heal from these issues in our life right now, Father God. Father God, let your word continue to go forth like the stream of live water right now, Father God. Let it be living water to the soul and to the mind and to the heart right now, Father God. Father God, let love abound in the world as free as the wind right now, Father God. Let your love abound in the world with an overflow right now, Father God. For the love has waxed cold in many men right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that you can touch the land and heal the people of their heart and hearts right now, Father God. So Father God, we ask that your love go forth and flow like the rivers of water right now, Father God. Father God, if there are any people in the hospital right now, Father God, who suffer with any kind of ailment that cannot be healed by man's hand, Father God. Father God, we ask that you heal it right now, Father God. Any type of cancer right now, Father God. Any type of virus right now, Father God. Any type of bacteria right now, Father God, we ask that you heal and deliver right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, we ask that you touch anyone who has AIDS right now, Father God. Deliver and give them the deliverance right now, Father God. Heal their body from that virus right now, Father God. Father God, all of the people who's going through COVID right now, Father God, heal and deliver them right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you look down on our church members right now, Father God. Touch each and every last one of the members in their respective places right now, Father God. Heal their bodies. Give them the sustenance that they need to stand on your word and be strong right now, Father God. Continue on helping us to go out to the highways and byways and preach the word of God with love right now, Father God. But so many pastors are preaching the word of God with hatred and hurt and pain right now, Father God. So, Father God, let us go out to the highways and byways and teach your word with love and compassion and mercy right now, Father God. Let us have compassion and mercy on no matter who it is right now, Father God, whether it be a rich man or a poor man or even a beggar right now, Father God. Let us have the compassion and the mercy to even give our clothing off our back to the homeless and the beggars right now, Father God. Father God, for so many people are losing their jobs and they're losing their houses right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you touch the situation of finances in these individuals right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you keep all your children with good substance and finances and make smart decisions about their finances right now, Father God. Let us not walk in the world using our finances foolishly, but let us make smart decisions right now, Father God. And let us be good tithe payers right now, Father God, so that we can help others who are struggling in their lives right now, Father God. Let us be able to give food and water to those who have none right now, Father God. Father God, for we ask all of these things, not with a begging list, but we ask all of these things so that we can help others right now, Father God. For we want to do your work and do your will right now, Father God. For you have brought us up, Father God, to love one another as we should love ourselves right now, Father God. So, Father God, let us go forth in love right now, Father God. Let us have no other God but you, the Elohim, Jehovah Rapha right now, Father God. Let us have no other God but you, our Father, right now, Father God. And Father God, let us remember Jesus Christ, not just on Sundays, but every day right now, Father God. Let us keep our mind on you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost right now, Father God. Let us remember that we are wrapped in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost every single minute of the day right now, Father God. Father God, let us be able to keep a close knit and be in your bosom right now, Father God. But Father God, we know we cannot make it in this world without you right now, Father God. But you said in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans that you have for us right now, Father God. So Father God, let us walk in our will. Let us walk in our calling. Let us walk in the plans that you have for each and every last one of us, Father God. Let us not fall short or disappoint you right now, Father God, but let us be able to stand before you and say, well, good, and hear, well, good, my faithful servant right now, Father God. But Father God, we trust and believe and we give you the honor and all the glory and all of the praise right now in your holy name right now, Father God. Father God, we elevate and lift your holy name. We give you praises. We say hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. But we know this is the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. Father God, we give glory to your name. We honor your name right now, Father God. Father God, we give you all the honor and respect right now, Father God. For we know that you are a God of love and you are a God that cares right now, Father God. Let us not be anxious about anything about any food, about any finances, even about material things, Father God. But you have said in your word that if you clothe the field of the valley and give birds to feed food, how much more will you do for your children right now, Father God? So, Father God, let us serve you with faith right now, unbeatable faith right now, Father God. Let us serve you with faith that we know that you are what you are right now, Father God. Let us not have any type of doubting spirit right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, not even let us have an ear to let Satan make us doubt anything of your word right now, Father God. Father God, so let us be able to have the faith that we know that we can walk by faith and not by sight right now, Father God. Let us know that we can have the faith that we can speak those things even though they're not, but we will speak them as though they are right now, Father God. And Father God, we'll be so careful and be so humble and be so courteous and respectful to give you the glory, to give you the honor and the praise right now, Father God. For we know you are the creator and we are the creatures right now, Father God. We know you are the potter and we are the clay. So, Father God, we ask that you continue to keep on molding us right now, Father God. We ask that you continue on growing us right now, Father God. And we'll love you from this point on and on and on, Father God, until you come back to this earth. We'll love you even more right now, Father God. Father God, if there's anyone who's suffering with any kind of sin right now, Father God, we ask for deliverance. We ask for a repentance right now, Father God. We ask that our repentance be a sacrifice of acceptance to you right now, Father God. And once we are being repented from whatever sin that we have been battling with, Father God, let us not walk back into that sin, but let us be able to walk away from that sin, not picking it back up, Father God. This we ask in your holy name. Amen, amen, amen. Now, saints, tonight we have Bible study. And I tell you all the time, Wednesday's not just the only day you should be praying. You should be praying every day. But I do Wednesday before because that's the midweek, like the midweek booster that we need to continue on until we get to the sanctuary on Sunday. But we also have Bible study tonight. So please, please, please. Don't meet me there, beat me there at Restoration Online. It's very important that you come back tonight and meet us at Restoration Online. I'm very sure something is going to be demonstrated, something's going to be said, something's going to be illustrated that we can get good substance food from and we can go forth. It's bad not to have the word in you and you need it, because then you're drawing on emptiness. But we have a pastor, Pastor Camilla, who's going to give us a word so that when we go through the midweeks from today to Sunday, we have that word to fill off of. You know, we have that word to give us that extra fuel. So, saints, please, I applaud you. Come back tonight at Bible study at 9 o'clock with Restoration Online. Pastor Camilla normally sends out a bulletin to let us you know when she's online. So please, please, please don't meet me there. Beat me there. Amen. This ends our noonday prayer. I pray that everybody go forth. And to God be the glory. May God bless each and every last one of you. And know that Pastor Sonia loves you all. Amen.